I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I got a holder coming with a, it's about this long. My stepmom's burning Pleasant Township into it. All right, call this meeting to order, May 17th, 2021. We have a quorum, Michael Seeds, clerk, Carol Tracy, treasurer, and Crystal Patrick. You put the wrong date on there, didn't you? Trustee, or I did, sorry.
Second month in a row.
Yeah, I'm trying. Like I told you, it deleted, and I did all this in an hour today. All right, board report or approval of minutes.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, now board report. Michael?
Nothing. I don't have anything to report. Normal day. Normal month, I mean.
Easy peasy,
easy peasy, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Ms. Carol?
Okay, we had a beginning balance of $478,347.90. The cleared transactions, $69,764.41. The interest, bank interest. So the cleared balance is $408,610.09. We had uncleared transactions, four items, and they totaled $26,497.70. The Southwest Quarry didn't cash their check before. So that one was a big one.
Yeah,
that's why the uncleared. Yeah.
Plus.
So our ending balance is $382,112.39.
We still have money. I've been over this, I'm sure, I think you two have been over this about 30 times today.
Well, yeah, because I had to change stuff. You know the one thing that you didn't send me? Weren't we supposed to reimburse you for something?
The receipt for the...
But I never saw it, so I didn't.
It's all right. I'll just, yeah. We'll just do a cashier's check and go on with it.
I don't even remember what it's for.
It's for that cedar. That 3-point cedar.
Oh, okay.
So... Yeah. It's not a big deal. I've got the receipts. They're either in that bag or on the desk at the shop. Okay.
The only thing is a cashier's check costs you $5.
Not if you get the right lady. They're not supposed to charge us. Last time I didn't have the right lady, she was off. I'm gonna make sure I get the right lady this time. Okay. So, make a motion to approve the vouchers for April.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Vote carries 3-0. All right, my report, overseer trustee report. PT3 is ready to go for sale. They've been out to take pictures. Changed the oils and all the filters and the ham roller, the 135G excavator, and he just finished the tractor tonight. It's ready to go for mowing season. On 160th between the railroad tracks and Metal Arc, we hauled in 153 loads of dirt and built that up quite a bit. We started from Metal Arc going to the Evergy plant for the chip seal, building that up. We cleaned the ditch and some trees on Metal Arc 4. We had a tree that fell down. Doug went out on a Saturday evening and pushed that off. Jeff got them trees cleared up at 170th and Tuolumne. You can see a lot better around there now.
Last week, anyway. So.
Yep. You ought to check that out. He did a good job. We drove the township the other night during that other afternoon during that heavy downpour on Friday and found out we had a couple of major flooding issues. But culverts will take care of it. We went and measured for all the culverts for the chip seal project. We'll continue this next month. Oh, we'll make sure the cemetery is ready for Memorial Weekend. Need some more rock around some of the roads and stuff like that.
Yeah, if we could get it worked in this week.
I think it might dry enough that we can.
There's a car drove in there today while I was down there and drove off the drive while I was parked in the on the drive and left ruts the car in the grass.
Yeah. So we're going to have to be careful.
We do have to do it, stay on the gravel.
Yep. Well, I figured he could back in the long, you know, the four drives or the one drive, pull out, rocking.
The two center drives don't need anything, right?
No, now. Just that.
Around the outside road.
The outside does.
From the north around and out the south could use some.
Yep. So.
But the center two, they're good shape.
They're good shape.
They drain real well.
So. You'll have that mowed and weed-eated and everything?
I started today weed-eating. We'll get it mowed this week, and then we'll do it all again next week, probably.
Yeah.
But the weather is, right now, it's
hit and miss. Do we want to take that tree out up front?
I'd like to.
Okay.
Eventually.
Not a problem. I was asked about it while he was down there, and I said, I don't know.
It's a pretty redbud tree, but what, a week a year, that's pretty, and the rest of the time, it's a...
And it's in the fence line.
Well, yeah,
kind of.
Not totally, but it is.
I mean, do we want to just trim it up?
No, cut it down and take it off.
Okay. All right, so we will make sure the cemetery is ready to go.
But don't try to do that this week.
No. After Memorial Weekend, is when we're going to do the culvert replacements. We'll pop that tree and that stuff.
Yeah.
We will continue working on Chip Seal Road through this month into June. I talked with Leroy. And they're looking at the end of July for getting the 3 miles that they scheduled last year for this year. So they are running behind on everything. They did come up and help us up in Paul's Valley, do a little ditch cleaning. So I'm appreciative of that. We got rid of some older filters that we don't use and got some credit for it. And then what Carol and I were just talking about, we bought a grass seeder for all these ditches that we're disturbing. We can go in and spread grass seed and help with the erosion, get the erosion stopped. We held quite a few materials because of the chip seal projects. Burned quite a bit of fuel because we're working a lot. Everything is operable. PT2 is operable. I just now see that it says no, but he's putting the cab mounts on right now.
What are the cab mounts? We've gotten two or three of those.
They're bushings that kind of give you, that hold the cab on.
Okay.
You can tell they're shot. Like it was bang, bang, bang when we were driving it. I graded a few roads, and as you can tell, we have moisture, so I'll be grading more this week. They replaced the guardrail on County Line.
That bridge?
Yep. They didn't replace the bridge. They just put the guardrail back up.
And they're still doing the bridge, though, right?
Well, the bridge has been pushed out till next year.
Okay.
So
the one there at County Line and...
I was just asked about
just
that
just north of 150th. It's a little narrow bridge right there.
So what are we going to do about that when it comes to chip seal, then? Is it going to be done before the chip seal?
He is trying to get it done before chip seal. Funding is being held up at the federal level. So the state's not getting it. The county's not getting it for these little bridge projects. And so as soon as they're thinking over the winter, they'll probably turn loose with some money or they can get some of these done. Also, just a heads up for everybody, they're going to be starting the bridge going over the turnpike on Santa Fe Lake Road, which is up north Santa Fe. Do not go that way.
Oh, really?
It'll be closed. So, I got the heads up, so I'm just passing it on from Leroy. Oh, we had more nails dumped. On county line, they brought the magnet over from the landfill. They found 3 nails.
After you guys picked them up? No.
We didn't pick them up. We just happened to be, we were going to drive that section of 160th there that's got all the asphalt and ran into, Leroy was parked in the church and there's a truck driving with a magnet on it. So we pulled over. I needed to talk to Leroy anyways. He's like, yeah, the sheriff called and said there's a whole bunch of nails over here.
And they picked up 3.
3. So between the time the sheriff called Leroy and the time they got there, someone had come back and picked them up. Because the sheriff sent Leroy a picture. It's not our road.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bobby Johnson's.
Yeah, okay.
So I think that's about it.
Did it go on Bobby's road and pick up some?
3.
Oh, the 3 yep. included
he,
that.
Yep, he sent the guy after the magnet, and by the time that Leroy got there, the sheriff left, and Leroy and them got there, this pile of nails was gone. I saw it. I mean, it was a huge pile. It was scattered everywhere.
When someone called in that morning.
I think somebody, it fell off their truck, and they realized it, come back and got it. It wasn't an actual dump this time.
It wasn't scattered.
Not too bad. Probably from me to you. So. But they did that road with the magnet, and he went ahead and had the guy do 160th for us with the magnet just to pick everything up. All right. That's into that. Gotta find my agenda here. Okay. So discussion. Closing of roads during construction.
What's the discussion? I think
I catch a lot from it, but if we,
I think 160th should have been closed at least for half a day.
During,
because people who drove down there when you were in the middle of those huge rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Those cars, if my son would have taken his car, it would have ripped the hole underneath out.
And so?
So I think you've got to close them for safety reasons. And another thing, the road work sign that you put at the tracks, I pulled that back a ways because if I've had, I can't tell you
somebody
how many.
Somebody went through there and pulled them things out.
Pulled them.
What? Out in the road.
No, it was up too close to the tracks, right?
Oh, he had it up too close to the tracks?
Because
I was going to say, because we got a call from the sheriff, somebody had drug him out in the middle of the road.
Well, I didn't drag it in the middle of the road, but I drug it down the hill.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was already in the road, but you had to drive around, and if somebody
would have been coming, they probably would have.
You would have hit him.
I talked to Randy about
that. So you've got to either put that on the other side, or you've got to put it at the bottom of the hill.
It's supposed to go, like you have your edge of your road here, it's supposed to, that sign's supposed to basically
edge. Oh no,
right,
it was
the
in
road.
The middle of the road still.
Right.
So
I had,
but still you had it as close as from here to that chair to the track.
I don't know where he put it.
Okay. Well, that needs to be discussed.
I did. I discussed it with him afterwards because of the sheriff.
I've had too many kids in their cars try to jump the tracks and almost get hit when I'm on my side.
Right. So, we're going to build that up, too, after we get done with some of this chip seal.
Well,
That's getting bad.
Well,
so we want to close the roads while we're doing the big rock. I just like to close it, you know, from the time we start to the time we quit of the day.
For the day?
And then, you know, unless there's something major.
And like, we're talking about completely closing it off. Like, is that what you're saying?
It was dangerous.
Like the through traffic.
Down. Okay. But if we put up road close signs and people still go through it, whose fault is that?
Theirs.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So we're
right.
Covering our tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't discussed it before, and so I wanted to get y'all's opinion because when I close a road just to do anything, man, they're blowing me up. Why is this road closed? What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, well, I'll keep it open.
No, I think for to cover our butts or the township's butts.
Close them?
Yes, because in the middle of that. Now, later in the day, it wasn't as bad.
We got
but they could have
up.
Still gone off in the ditch easy enough because it was soft.
Well, a lot of people were driving down that your side anyways, just to get through there.
They were driving in the grass because you couldn't drive on the road.
Yeah, it was. It's rough at first.
My brother had to call his wife and tell her not to come home.
But we had her by the end of the day.
You did. You guys did good, but I definitely think it needs closed.
Okay. So we will close them during that.
I mean, do you agree, Michael?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the reason we got a discussion here.
Okay. All right, I told them that day.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just wanted to do it in the meeting like we're supposed to.
Okay. I take a vote that...
during day. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Next thing is,
build up the vote for that.
Huh? We don't need a vote for that.
Oh, we don't?
Just discussing that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, good.
All right. The buildup of the roads for chip seal. Michael and I talked a little bit about it. We've got to finish your road, obviously, onto the tracks. Then we're going to move from there to Prairie Creek and 170th between the railroad tracks and 170th there. We'll be closing that during the day. We have to take some more of the trees back to the right-of-way, open that ditch up. We're adding a third culvert in this driveway with some wings to handle the water, and then we'll be building that road up some more, widening it out to the 20 feet so we can get the deal down there. We get done with that one. We'll go to north of the tracks and take the roller coaster out.
Wait a minute. Prairie Creek to 170th.
The railroad tracks on Prairie Creek. You know
where
Michael lives?
Yes.
Yep. Just them railroad tracks to 170th.
Okay.
We'll be closing that during the day so we don't have cars coming over the hill on us while we have trees in the road or piles of dirt in the road. And then, so that's after we finish 160th, we're going there. We'll finish that mile. We'll go to 180th and top that mile out. And then we'll do Prairie Creek. Five. Last.
Okay.
And which one's that?
Low Water Bridge.
Why are we doing that one last? That one has had no work done to it at all.
Yeah, it has. They've done 3/4 of it.
Okay. All right. I don't know about 3/4, but okay.
Well, pretty close. Pretty close to it.
I mean, there's a lot of work.
What are you
going to
do with that Low Water Bridge?
Well, you guys weren't going to chip seal the last 25 feet to the bridge.
Each
right?
side, yeah.
I think it needs to be a little further, but...
That's fine.
Well, it's going to take a little bit, and so, you know, if we get at least to that house done, then going on down the hill, we're not talking a whole lot.
Okay. That's got a little bit of ditch work done. They cleared out all the trees, but then it all stopped.
Yeah, we've got to finish clearing the trees. And
yeah, I mean, so there's, you know, if there needs to be a more base, I mean, again.
Oh, everything needs more base.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying it's had the least amount of work done to it. So if you think you've got enough time to get it done before
July.
With them
going back to July, the end of July, 1st of August, I think we have plenty of time.
All right, then I'm cool with that. I just want to make sure it has enough time to do any settling.
I think, well, that them roads ain't moving.
Okay.
The way we're putting it in there.
Okay.
And so, all right. Anything else with the chip seal questions? I'm trying to think if there's anything that Leroy brought up.
The only part that you really have to raise is from the tracks to 170th, right?
You're not raising the whole road.
No, but
No, we're tying in just past her driveway. Like, it's, I mean, and then on
Doris's?
His side, on, huh? Dorothy, whatever.
Doris,
name is,
yeah. Okay.
There's a hump that comes up just past her drive. Well, we're going to tie in there. And then basically when we come through and just put the, you know, our base on, then it'll level on out the way through.
The only other thing I'd also say is that going around the corner on from 170th onto Prairie Creek, you can tell that it's low, so that probably needs to be adjusted back up.
Yeah, we've got to straighten all that out through there. 160th and Prairie Creek.
Yeah.
We dumped a load of gray there. It's gone. in that short little distance. And we're getting holes right there in the edge of the chip seal and everything. I think we're going to end up having to put some asphalt right there.
Okay.
And that hole's been there forever.
Yeah, I just
filled it up before and it's still there.
We just dumped that red truck right there. I mean, 10 feet probably, beat it in and it's gone. It's like amazing. So we're going to go through and fill it back up, and then I think we'll put some asphalt right in there and get that straightened up, because I'm tired of bouncing through that hole.
I've got a comment on that corner, but if you want to wait a little discussion, I'll go ahead.
What's that?
I need a culvert in there. See, the stop sign used to be farther south, and I drove in the field there between the electric pole and the stop sign. Well, now they moved the stop sign up closer to the corner and got a ditch there.
Right.
I need a culvert from the stop sign south so I can pull into the field.
You need a field entrance. Okay.
I've been going down my niece's driveway and getting in there, but it's no good that way with trucks and so forth.
I'll get with you and we'll look at it.
You don't need to be very big because it's only draining from
the corner.
20 feet, there's all the drains.
But I'll have some smaller culverts coming up.
Get your chip and seal figured out, and then we do something. But I won't really need in there until this fall.
Yep. Well, you'll need to fill out a request through the website.
No, I ain't going to do that.
I ain't going to worry. I'll get with you. When we're down there working, I'll get with you and find out where you want it. Because I want culverts, everything done. That way it's tied in. When they chip seal, I don't have nothing to come back and get dirt on it.
Yeah, I
see. So we're trying to hammer everything out. All right. Board business. Okay. Consider tires for the motor grader. Pump Tires is the name of the company. PUMP Tires.
Okay.
I checked with him again tonight. I wrote 8,500, but I believe it's 8,350 all said and done. And yes, they come out, do the job, and
They do come out. They do.
They do come out, mount them up, haul the old tires off. We don't have to mess with it.
We got ripped last time. We spent $20,000 getting tires last time, and that was not with rims.
This is with rims, and it gives us the tires that we're supposed to have on there.
You mean this includes new rims?
Well. They call them takeoffs. They're not brand new. They've been taken off because they got maybe a little scratch on it or something stupid.
But they're different rims.
Yeah, they're wider. We're getting the wider tires that it's supposed to have on it. How they took delivery of that machine without the wider tires, I don't know.
Well, you know,
But I'm pretty sure we paid for them, too. But Ulysses is trying to help us out with this whole deal. Because it was between Tony and the last, before Michael, that board. Anyways.
Okay.
Motion to approve it?
Yeah.
Have a second?
You gotta say it.
Oh, motion to approve the tires for the motor grader, approximately $8,500.
Second.
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Consider culverts for the next year's chip seal projects. And a couple others. A couple other boxes that have fallen apart. She came back with around 20,000. She couldn't get me at a definite number today. Might be a little over.
Where
might
are you
be a little
them?
Under. K&O again. They're blowing Heisey out of the water.
Do you know who owns that?
Heisey?
No. K&O?
I know them, but I can't put two and two together.
Is it Aller?
Huh?
Is it Aller?
I think so.
Aller, no?
Because I know them very well, if it is, because that's how they brand their horses.
She is so nice.
Is it Carla?
I think that is her name.
Ask them next time
I'll
talk to
them. I'll ask her, because I talked to her three times on Saturday. I mean, do we want to set a limit of like 25,000?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, do you think we should do it?
Well, I mean,
in advance,
they're doubling and tripling in prices right now.
I mean, is that going to give us
enough
all of them that we need? I mean, if one was 20. Well, maybe not. It wasn't 20.
But we've already got.
Yeah, that's everything in here.
Okay. So, well, technically, we haven't voted on which roads we're doing for next year.
Right.
So, but, you know.
Okay, so.
Theoretically, I mean, I do not have to spend this much money if we decide something shorter. But we probably need to do something pretty quick because the cost of culverts are going through the roof.
The way things are going, I buy some farm stuff. They're telling you if you can get it now, you better get it.
Yep. That's what the guy Heisey said. He goes, they're waiting 60 days on a couple of culverts.
I just spent $1,200 for a radiator because they said there's only four of them in John Deere. And he said, you better get it.
Yep.
Well,
if we can.
I mean, it hurts. I mean, it just means that we should have a little extra money next year.
Well, will we be okay? I mean, for all the what we need to. You've got it in the budget enough?
Yeah, there's enough left over in the budget. That's the reason I only did 250 and not like 300. So, and like I said, I can back off a little bit on the rock in a couple months when we slow down and start doing trees and stuff. But
it's a good thing we got 10 acres.
Well, everything that we got needs to go in like yesterday, but it's raining. All right, so is that what we want to do?
Yeah, let's make it 20. Can we, I mean, plus or minus, what was she thinking? Plus or minus 5,000?
Probably 2 or 3,000.
All right, well, let's just make it for 25,000.
Okay.
Carol, if you're all right with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to approve purchase of culverts. Not to exceed $25,000.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Vote carries 3-0. All right. Third order of business, consider Velocity Internet contract for 3 years. Didn't that rate go down?
No, it stays the same.
Stays the same?
Yeah. We'll be locked into that rate for 3 years.
Okay, perfect.
If we do that.
All right. Motion to approve Velocity Internet contract for 3 years.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Vote carries 3-0.
And that takes care of our security and stuff?
Yeah.
Yep. Once I get it.
Covers all that stuff. Yeah.
Locked in. You might have to come out and help me with that.
I know. I keep on thinking I'm going to come by to help you with that.
I just need to get the rest of the cameras up. We're going to work on that this week. All right, tabled from last month is the double drum roller for the chip seal repair. Did you have a chance to look at those?
I didn't. But I still think, I mean, it was $200 to rent one.
Right.
Actually, it was free.
Yeah, so far it's free because I can't.
He used his debit card and it didn't go through.
And I called him and told him what happened.
You wrote a check,
he said,
yeah, I did. I wrote him a check today. So.
I told him what happened, and the guy still hasn't got back with me. So it's $200 a day. So,
I mean, we don't have that much chip seal yet to repair. I don't know. I'm just being. We've spent a lot of money in 4 months. So
I'm all right with tabling it for a while.
Okay. I mean, I'm.
If something comes up that's a deal over a deal, we'll call an emergency meeting and just go on with it.
I'm fine with
Everybody
that.
Good with that?
Yeah.
All right. So let's table it for a few months.
I guess we have to technically vote from the last table that we did last month because you have it on
right.
the agenda.
Okay. So I make a motion to table the purchase of the double drum roller. For a few months.
Unless something falls on your
Unless
lap.
Something, a great deal comes through, and then we'll call an emergency meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
3-0. Did you ever get that listed? I need to get you some more numbers on that trailer, don't I? To sell the other equipment trailer.
Yep.
All right.
Which one are you selling?
That Pennell Hitch equipment trailer that they have.
That hydraulic brakes or air brakes?
Air brakes. Don't know how bad they are yet or anything.
It needs brakes.
Right? So I make a motion to table the purchase of a fifth wheel equipment trailer until we sell the other one.
Well, do you want to table it, or do you want to just say you can buy one when the other one sells? I didn't know we tabled that one.
I think we tabled the purchase of the one. We didn't, where are the tabled items? Right here.
Yeah.
Yep, right
we
there.
We did, that's what I was looking. I think what we need to do is go ahead and put a motion on the table to put our current trailer.
We did that one. It's already, we already have the selling equipment trailer right there.
Okay, then why do we have this one on here?
Yeah, then why?
Well, because it was tabled from last month.
Oh, well, we got a bunch of stuff that's been tabled.
Okay. I just put it back on. I wasn't sure how to do that, Michael.
All right. No, we just have to go back to it at some point in time. Doesn't mean it has to be done the next month.
All right. So you just want to leave it alone?
Well, we got it. It's in the agenda, okay. So we have to table it again.
All right. So I'll make a motion to table the purchase of a fifth wheel equipment trailer.
Until you sell your other one.
Right. Until we sell the other equipment trailer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. All right. Citizens?
They know our left signs are still on the Thistle and Queens Lays up there.
They put those up there for the roundabout.
Yeah, but the roundabout's done.
The county did that.
Tell them to take signs down because it's deceiving to emergency vehicles.
I've talked with Leroy about it. He knows they're there. Yeah. And so the one sign I think they're going to give us, and we're going to move back to the roundabout or to the cul-de-sac. Because that one is a no outlet.
Well, yeah, that one is. But the loop through there really is not
right.
A no outlet.
But they did that for that purpose. Yeah. So they know he's been informed about them.
Yeah. And then the meeting dates need to be changed in the paper.
Huh?
The meeting dates in the Rosehill Reporter, they've still got them on Thursdays.
Oh. Might be a blessing.
Yeah. And then if you're just going to chip and seal up 30, 50 feet from the low water bridge, is that the plan?
Somewhere close
enough.
You know,
if you done 54, I know it costs a little money, but if you done 50 more feet on each side with concrete in a normal flood, you'd still be within the concrete.
I think we just need to put asphalt down there.
Asphalt yeah, would wash
will
away.
Flood will take it.
Will it?
Yeah.
Yep. There'd be on a low water crossing.
Yeah.
It's got to be concrete because it
would really,
take the asphalt.
The asphalt would be taken as well.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, on the south side,
the
30 feet would almost take care
yeah.
of it, but on the north, it'd be
a little bit through there section. Right after, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
look
that's not going to happen for
see,
a while.
Yeah.
It's just a thought.
We're just going to get it straightened up for now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to have to stay gravel for a while.
Well,
which
okay.
is a
but I'm just saying
bummer.
It wouldn't take much to make it.
Right, but 50 times 20 and
yeah.
guys, 6 inches of concrete
yard,
is what?
So,
that would be
you know,
a mile
of
chips
then. You'd have
he'll tell me
here
somebody
to do
he knows.
It. Dig it out and form it.
Yeah.
So, but it's a county bridge. Get
but they
on
aren't
the
gonna,
county.
But
get
they,
on the county.
But they aren't going to touch the 25 feet before and after.
Yeah.
If we put, you know, this is something I did want to bring up. Our illustrious federal government sitting here talking about passing an infrastructure bill. I think it's time for not just our county commissioners, but for our townships to start hammering on your local and state representatives, because when this bill passes, each one of these states is going to have an influx of highway money or road building money. And all of these roads out here in these counties were built 100 to 130 years ago with near enough money to maintain, much less accommodate, the growth of most of these communities. If there's ever a time to start hammering on them, to start trying to get some money in for things just like that, this is going to be the time to do it. Because they're not going to do it off based off of a standard tax year. And if people start hammering on their local state representatives at this point, then maybe we start getting some things on the radar. Kind of like watching old Andy Dufresne in the Green Mile or the Shawshank Redemption. He wrote enough letters, he got his books. You know, right. If we hammer definitely on them, there's a possibility. But if we just sit back and take the whatever the mill levy is every year, not going to get it. I mean, Greenwood County, they've got some commissioners over there that are good enough that they built a bridge out in the middle of nowhere that goes to one guy's cow pasture. The road to it's mud, but they built a $3 million bridge.
Yep, I remember that deal. What do you got?
Right, on the...
I met your neighbor.
Pardon me?
I met your neighbor.
Which one?
The one that drives a semi truck.
Oh, folks from Oklahoma.
Yep.
Oh.
All right. They're very nice people.
You're looking at about $16,000 for that concrete to go 50 foot inch, so 8 inch.
Yeah. That's not that bad.
A mile of chip seal.
Yeah, it is, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Right. Anyway.
So when you build up roads for the chip seal projects, I assume that's bringing the road grade up, so or dropping down, but creating a ditch so you don't take and get on the water that's going on, right?
Right.
Okay. Are we going to do anything else about the other roads in the township? Yeah, there's a lot of roads that are that don't have ditches. I mean,
yes.
Are we just going to take and fix those? Ditches
got
the road grade up when we chip seal them?
Nope. Okay. Nope. Every road in the township, I am treating like it's getting chip sealed.
Right.
We can't go through and build every one up and put the, you know, 8 inches of 1x3 and screening base in, but we're going through and cleaning ditches where problems are. That's the reason we drive out when we got a massive, hey, we can clean this 100-foot of ditch, get the water off the road. And so we're fixing a lot of the drainage issues when we have time. I get this chip seal done, it's back out to the other roads, back to fixing everything.
Okay. Is Detour, that all complete as far as what Butler County's gonna do to fix it?
I think they still have to come in and put lines in. Leroy is just, right now, they're treating him like a redheaded stepchild. And so, he was going to come grab me this week, and we're going to drive it and make sure everything's hunky-dory.
Okay.
But as pretty close, that's pretty much it besides our lines.
Well, I'd like to hear. I mean, I thought it looked pretty good. Do you disagree?
No, I think it's fine. I just want to know.
I found a couple spots that I don't like, but it's a mailbox, so I'm not sure what they can do.
It's better than what was there before the roundabout started.
So did they do anything from Rose Hill Road on 140th to the county line?
No.
They're just going to leave it.
Yeah, that was never part of the detour.
That wasn't the detour.
They actually
was this side.
Oh, okay.
They actually
milled that.
Yeah, they did. They did the BOMAG for us. They did a solid. I mean, it was a mess. They first put down the asphalt millings, which was a disaster, and then they came back with the BOMAG and fix it afterwards.
It's actually
County Line 3.
Okay. Yeah, and County Line 3 has one mud hole in it, and a guy decided to put a crossing in the creek, and he's plugging up the road or the creek. We got a hold of him today, so he's going to. I don't know what he's going to do. I offered him a couple old used culverts from the junk pile, something to quit damming up my water.
On the Sedgwick County side?
He's on the Sedgwick County side. But he's got the water dammed up all the way back up to that addition off of 159.
I'll fix that. Sedgwick County Stormwater Management. They'll have it out of there in a heartbeat.
Okay. He's real nice. He's just like, I'm just trying to get back to my barn. I'm like, I've got, you know, a 4-foot by 30-foot culvert.
Yeah, but they're pretty strict over there about
not damming water.
You can't place fill in a floodplain without a permit.
Right.
Putting culverts in their creeks without permits.
Yeah. And it looks like he had a couple plastic ones that just went. He's made a mess, but other than that, good, good. Anybody else? Meeting adjourned. How was that?
That was very good.
Better than 2.5 hours.